This is the starting lineup on the new home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
Ball in by Jimmy Madronda. Golazo!
This is some strike from Jimmy Madronda from that angle and not from that distance. Terrible goalkeeping, but what a strike!
Oh, it was ugly again for the Whitecaps. They got absolutely spanked 6-0 by Sporting KC. And to talk a little bit about it is Sportsnet 650 soccer analyst Mark Rogers. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
Okay, first the team gets booed off their home pitch 10 days ago at BC Play Stadium, losing to LAFC. And now here this past weekend, they lose 6-0. The goodwill and the good tidings to start 2018 have completely evaporated. What happened on the weekend here for the Whitecaps?
Oh, it's going to be take me a lot longer in this segment to talk about that, but very quickly. I think it was a reaction. I think Robbo wanted to play in a more attacking fashion. I think it backfired. He had the three at the back, played with wing backs more or less. Didn't get enough cover in front of his back three from Gazal and Felipe, and those back three were exposed. Juarez was absolutely destroyed by Russell in wide areas, which is a little bit alarming because Juarez, despite his pedigree, has had a real tough start here. And yep. when he's played two-thirds to three-quarters of his games as a professional in wide areas, you thought that he would go into that and he'd establish a bit of comfort, but it was the opposite. They preyed on him. And in the end, they were wide open defensively. And despite the fact that they, in the first 10 minutes, looked like they could have created their own chance, their own goal. And I mean, everybody will remember Tim Melia's save. You don't get the sense from them that they can play wide open without giving up goals.
No, and I got to say, I didn't think there would be too much lost with Osted out and Marinovic in, but I mean, there's been a couple of goals that you really shake your head at. The Madranda goal on Friday night was not good to get scored on from that area of the pitch, Mark. What have you made of Marinovic so far this year?
Yeah, I think a lot of Whitecaps fans were disappointed to see David go, but at the same time, we're looking at Marinovic last season going, well, this guy's come in and done a steady, good job, made a few nice saves last year, but he's given up the odd clanger this year, and you have to look at him, and he'll be looking at himself like any other player, because this Whitecaps team is just really low on confidence right now, and when you get battered 6-0, despite the two red cards, they're down 3-0 at that point. They have to look at every one of these players individually and see what's going wrong.
Do you feel, I mean, they've scored 3 goals in their last 6 matches. They only have 8 goals all year long in 8 matches. This team, it's incredible how much they rely on the newcomer Kai Kamara, but it feels like they really do, and they need him in the lineup to generate any kind of offense, Mark. What do they do without him? How do they fix that problem?
Oh, it's going to be tricky. I mean, mostly with Reyna playing the way he's been playing. He looks like a shadow of himself out there. What happens with the Whitecaps is their number 9 becomes really isolated.
Yep.
The positive part of that is they have a defensive solidity. Without a Kai Kamara up front who can hold the ball up under pressure and still get in behind defenses, they just simply give away possession too easily. You know, they become quite direct, and the opponents simply get the ball back. I think everybody could see what Sporting KC's plan was. Despite probably being surprised by how the Whitecaps approached the game in the way that they did, they still elected to stay 2v2 at the back against the Whitecaps.
Yep.
And press everybody high. And I think that tells you how they felt about their opponent. They felt that their opponent worked a little bit toothless and that they could afford to do that. Yeah, Matt Beisler is a good center back, but he was playing beside a guy that hasn't played that many games in the MLS. So it was an interesting decision by them, and it paid off. I mean, the Whitecaps looked flustered. and had a real tough time getting out of that press. Yeah, when they did, I mean, Reyna got into a very good scoring position and will be gutted with himself that he didn't finish there. But after that, they struggled. And Blondell, I mean, time will tell. We don't really have a good reading on him. But if they play without Kai Kamara up front, they have to get more bodies around a player like Blondell. And that comes from Reyna. And they have to inject some life into that guy because he's just not been himself this season.
No, he's been at least I knew he was still on the team when he got that red card on Friday. We're talking to Mark Rogers here on Sportsnet 650. Mark, we got about 30 seconds left here, but
yeah.
and obviously this is a question that probably requires a little more time than just that. But is Carl Robinson on the hot seat now?
I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure. That's a tough question. I think he'll be under pressure just because of the performances. It's not just the performances. There's a stat called expected goals. This is a team that's not creating much either. You know, so I think he deserves a little bit more time. But yeah, I think when you're losing games 6-0, 2-0 at home to an expansion team that gives up tons of goals, you have to look at it. And bearing in mind that he made so many signings in the offseason. The flip side of that, though, James, they made so many signings in the offseason. It takes some time for these guys to gel. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he's on the hot seat, but you can certainly tell that the fan base aren't happy right now. And, you know, the hashtag Robbo out is all over Twitter. So, yeah, we'll see what happens at their next home game, eh?
yeah, no kidding. I mean, it can't get any worse. That's the encouraging thing, or can it? I guess we'll find out.
Sportsnet 650.